This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio. Coming to you live from FUBAR HQ, the show all about fantasy football. This is Good Team on Paper. Introducing our team managers, Rob, the football know-it-all, Deck, the fantasy legend, Bundo, the stats man, and Mike, the producer.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, just none of those people, really. Just three sad old men sitting in a sweltering hot studio.
Normally there's four of us. Today there's three.
Sometimes there's five.
And this week we've got the legend. There's Ali back in the studio again.
Yay! Clap myself.
Distilled it down. That's what we've been doing for the entire run of the show. Distilling it.
No Rob, no Deck. Just the dream team, as
just
it were.
Pure football knowledge.
Well,
I was just saying that because I was away last week. It's always that feeling when you've been away on holiday, you're coming back to work, you feel like you've just been away for years. Yeah. You've had a good holiday. And I do feel like today is like my first show. It feels like I haven't done this for ages. But as I was explaining to the guys, we pretty much smashed it in that first show. I've been going downhill ever since. So, you know, looking for that beginner's look again, really.
You can carry it on. You can do it.
Yeah, let's do it. So, would you like to
let's do some witty banter first?
Ooh.
Is that what custom dictates, that we get at least 30 seconds of witty banter?
Yeah, at least 30 seconds, if
what,
not more.
Is that what it says on this running order? Witty banter, 2 minutes on it?
Yeah, basically, that's what it says. It says general chat and hellos. Hello, guys.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hello.
How are your weeks? So, obviously, I haven't seen you for the last half an hour and haven't been polite and ask you how you've been.
It's all right. I'm training for a marathon and I'm doing it on Sunday, so I'm in my last training run, so my knees are pretty sore, but I'm feeling okay about it. Turns out it's quite a long way. Nobody really explained that to me when it's doing it. Because I've done half marathons before, but you know, it turns out twice as long.
Bloody hell.
Who would have known?
I know. These idiots.
But you're running on behalf of someone. Do you want to cheekily plug your...
Oh, yes. I'm running on behalf of Mind. And I don't know the web address. You can donate, but tune in after the break for more exciting donation news.
We'll throw it up onto the... Because I'm just going to dictate it now. It'll go onto the FUBAR FC Twitter. Because, you know,
Probably won't. It's going to an external link. But, you know, I mean, that's fine. If that's your social media strategy, mine, that's your social media strategy. Who am I to get involved?
Ali, how are you this week?
I'm good, thank you, mate. This is my last week at FUBAR Radio. I'm no longer going to be working here.
But not on the show. You might be going to the show. Going for the show.
Yeah, I'd like to stay on the show. I think that's going to happen.
Despite public demand.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Ali will no longer be the voice of the station. We'll have to find someone else.
No, that's not going to happen. I will definitely still be the voice of the station. I will be hacking into the systems and making sure that I stay as the voice of the station.
It's not going to be Rob, is it? It's kind of like really, really grating Leeds tone. Yeah. Just breaking into an anecdote about Leeds halfway through a plug for Hannah Witton's show.
You'd have to put that Yorkshire music up. Yeah. I hope this advert.
I'm groaning about Hannah, thinking about Hannah Witton. Next up, it's the Hannah Witton. Or maybe Deck doing his sexy quiet voice.
Or into his one of his rants.
Yes, all of those will be valid voices. There we are. Have we fulfilled the requirement for chit chat?
Witty banter achieved.
Yes,
the dream team.
Let's talk football.
Football. All right, so the dream team this week. It's good to have me back, isn't it? We might actually touch on football this week. You know, it'd be great. In this week's dream team, the total score of all the top players was 129. And the top player was Britos from Watford. The Britos Empire, everyone remember that? That is a youth reference.
That's amazing.
And it was a great...
Do you think he just goes around the pitch sort of making mistakes?
That'll be it. He does run an average leisure centre in mid-Shropshire on the side. But his full name is actually Miguel Angez Britos Cabrera.
Ooh.
So I don't know why he hasn't got Cabrera on
Cabrera's
the back
better.
Of his shirt, but Cabrera would be better, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that is a
point of interest.
Really quiet. Very quiet point of interest.
It's just a very faint interest that we have in that. He got 15 points, so well done to him as a centre-back. I think that's his first ever goal for Watford. 54 games in, or there or thereabouts. How did I know that?
Was he in your team?
No. No, I've just pulled that back from like the back of my head.
Wow.
That's what I do.
That's genius.
So going through the team from front to back, we've got Valdez in goal. We've got Britos.
First name Valdez.
Victor Valdez.
Okay.
Then we've thought you meant Valdez.
Yeah, first name Valdez.
Well, because I went through mine and they were all Jeffs, so who?
You could have it with Danny Simpson. It could be, that could be a first name. Simpson.
Yeah.
Simpson Smythe. He could be in there. Mustafi, that could be a first name as well. Cathcart and Rinocchia, perhaps not.
No.
But,
no.
So we've got Britos, Simpson, Mustafi, Cathcart, Rinocchia at the back.
The 33-10.
And then we've... Rinocchia, yes! That is brilliant. Oh, it's coming back as well, the Nokia 3310 with a new model.
Yeah,
in fact, if Nokia are listening and would like to send us some of their... in fact, that would suit us as a show sponsor very well, because it's also outdated and gone on past its time, really, hasn't it? But he's back.
Midfield.
In the midfield, we've got the maestro himself, Coutinho. We've got Eric Dier. We've got the magnificent Wilfried Zaha. More on that later. And Wilfried, yes indeedy, my favourite name player of the entire game. And up front, he's better than his brother Jonathan, it's Christian Benteke!
Perfect timing!
Yeah, nailed it. I tell you what, this was the first show. This is right back on it, isn't it?
This is it.
This is it. Just give me a week off, I've just refreshed it. So, looking through that dream team, lots of points of interest this time, I think we can all agree. And no Rob to spoil it. No. With anecdotes,
I'd like to say that normally I have at least one player in the dream team. I've got none this week.
You're not alone in that. I don't think I have any.
No,
either.
I don't. No.
But there were a lot of players who were close, kind of in and around the area. A lot of 10-pointers. So it was one of those weeks where it's pretty evenly spread, and there's not a standout player. I mean, Britos, a centre back, being the top scorer of 15. Yeah, shows it's not.
But Simpson got 15 as well, so.
Shows it's kind of an evenly spread week, which is, I quite like them. You know, it's something in it for everyone. It's not one player who's captain skewing the whole thing like Harry Kane has done in the past.
Yeah, I was really annoyed last week because I was trying to second guess what everyone else was doing, and for ages I had Defoe as my captain, thinking, yeah, I'm going to outsmart everybody. That was stupid because he didn't do anything.
I'd like to point out one thing that Rob suggested last week, and you said you're going to bring him in as well. Llorente. He suggested Llorente.
Yes.
And he ended up sitting on the bench.
Oh, no, he's injured. He wasn't even on the bench. Wasn't even
was he injured? Oh, okay.
Injured. And I had him as my captain, but luckily, as all good managers know, my vice-captain came in, and that was I had Firmino, and he got 5 points, so it became 10. So
that's right.
Not too bad. A lot of players actually unexpectedly sitting out this week. A lot of people were not filling the whole 11 players. A few last-minute dropouts. So I think looking through it, though, the interesting trend at the moment is for Crystal Palace. So we've got Zaha and Benteke in the Dream Team this week. And somehow, that man, Sam Allardyce, he has done it again, hasn't it?
I don't really understand how, because Palace are a shocking side. Like, how are their players even getting into this dream team?
Well, it's funny that he did. He used the word "shock." This is a segue of dreams. In his press conference after the game, he just started off by just looking at everyone and going, "Yeah, well, that shocked you, didn't it?" You know, just straight off, he was just like, "Yeah, two fingers up to all of you."
It was great. It's a fantastic result.
It was great. I like the fact that Allardyce, nobody would expect him to beat Chelsea. I dropped all of my Crystal Palace players because I didn't.
Who did you have?
Would be coming through. I had actually Van Halen was injured, but I had Sacco. Mm. And I dropped him to the bench just because I thought they were going to get a right shoeing. But Sacco, actually, they've now won all four games that he's played for them. So it just shows how foolish Liverpool are, looking for a central defender as a leader and get rid of what is currently the form centre back in the entire in the entire league. But he's done it again. I like the way that he said from their win this week that they did the dirty work well. I would imagine that Allardyce is no stranger to the dirty work.
No, definitely not.
just
proved by some hidden cameras.
Yeah, just working in the working on the cement mixer, holding a pint of wine. What do you mean I'm not meant to operate heavy machinery? It's interesting when a few weeks ago there was a picture that went round in the press with him sitting alone in a Nando's in Greenwich. You can find it on the web. It's definitely worth finding. Just with a sheet of paper, just looking at it blankly, like trying to work out a plan. And it turns out that sitting there with, you know, a lemon herb special. No, he's a medium spicy man, isn't he?
Definitely medium spicy.
Of course he is. Maybe even hot.
I'm not sure.
Heavy sweater.
Heavy sweater.
Yeah.
Probably. Does he live life on the edge a little bit?
I think he'd have sweat dripping off the end of his nose onto the team sheet that he's trying to write, so that wouldn't be on.
He screams ulcer. He wouldn't be on spicy food.
I just imagine. I think, ulcer! Is he the left back he was considering putting in?
Yay!
it was a shocking score, though, wasn't it? 2-1 at home for...
That's him now. He's coming around, he's not happy with my comment. Sorry, Sam.
Yeah, it was a shocking score, especially 2-1 at home. That was... No one was expecting that, were they?
No, least of all me, but that's because I get every prediction wrong, to be honest, as I go through. But I think... the interesting thing about Crystal Palace is that they've got a double game week coming up very soon, week 34. I'm going to be talking a lot about that later. So, and they are on form. Yeah, they seem to be on a great run. They've got a terrible run. Well, you'd say they've got a terrible run in. They're playing all of the top teams, but I think it might actually benefit them, you know, if they raise their game against Chelsea.
Yeah, honestly. Or maybe it used to be the case for Spurs. Like, we used to have a crap team, and they'd always raise their game against the big sides. It's like as if that's all their fans really care about, maybe.
Whereas now you've got a very good team, and you are raising your game to most people apart from Liverpool.
Yeah, I knew that was
going to...
Honestly.
I'm going to talk to you about Spurs there. I'll tell you, why don't we... I just want to say, though, just finally on Crystal Palace. So they are the tip to get in for the game coming up. And Zaha, I think, is of particular interest because he's the rumours are that Spurs are going to go in for him and a few more. And I think he is a... cynical player. I think he'll be chasing the money. He's always looking to go to a bigger club, and I think he's in the shop window, and I think that at this time of year players start to really perform with that. Would you have him at Spurs?
I don't know. I mean, we were meant to be in for him last season, and we didn't end up getting him.
Just forgot.
forgot. Basically, there was.
I knew there was something. I was on my shopping list. Yeah. So I just came back with 5 Toblerones.
You're looking at Ulster instead. That's what.
Me. No.
He's a good player. I think he's quite skillful, and he was good for Man United for a very brief period.
Great hair, marketable hair.
Marketable hair, definitely.
That's what I like to see in a player nowadays. After Pogba, it's all an Ibrahimovic. Marketable hair. That's a new feature. I think that I think he would be a great pick for anyone. I actually think he would be very well suited to Liverpool because he's got the pace that we need down the flanks. But nobody, we won't think about that. We'll get some minor left winger from a moderate German team and hope they fit in. That's what we're probably going to do. So I was going to talk to you about this. And so Spurs, Dyer in there in the dream team. He doesn't get many goals recently. Good to see him scoring. Didn't he play at centre back a lot?
Yes, we switched him to centre back since we've gone to 3 at the back.
Right.
And then we had an injury to Vertonghen for about 2 months, and he started playing as part of a back 4. And he's kind of just stayed at the back, but it's mostly because we bought Wanyama. Who, to be fair, has played so well since the beginning of the season when Dyer had an injury.
Yeah.
He's not been able to be shifted. He's been brilliant for us, Wanyama. He's a man mountain.
I find that the funny thing about him is that he was born and raised in Germany, and I believe, or at least spent a significant amount of time in Germany because he chose England over Germany, but has... just the perfect accent. It's the same when you get Scandinavian players coming like Jan Molby, sounding like the most incredible, genuine Scouser you've ever got.
That's
Sander Vestervelt and other people like that. But he's got quite a German heritage, and he's also a bit of a Teutonic player. I always find he's got the kind of energy and slight cynicism.
Definitely,
of the best of Germany.
Definitely, I think his dad's a Scouser as well.
Really,
I think so. I think his dad supports Everton.
Oh, well, I like him a little bit more now. Oh, no, Everton.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I hate him. Absolutely hate the bugger. Terrible man. It's interesting because I think Dele Alli should have been in the dream team because he missed some absolute sitters.
Yeah, he did. He had so many chances.
Should have scored probably about 7, I would say. But all the posh meat shop Ginnell, as Rob has memorably turned it. It still makes me chuckle that all the time. It's just the perfect Northern joke. But so I'm going to ask you a direct question.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you think that, as some of the press have been saying, that the title race is back on and Spurs have got a chance?
Absolutely not. No,
there we are. That's...
I'm afraid we don't. As much as I really want us to win the league, it'll be amazing. we just don't have a chance. I don't think we've really learnt many lessons from last season. If you watch our performances against the bigger teams, it's still not good enough away from home. So I would say that we won't be able to do it.
I mean, it's interesting. It is only 7 points with, I believe, 9 games to go.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But yeah, we should know that information.
Yeah, we should. Do a football show.
I mean, it's not within the realms of possibility. And Chelsea, it depends whether this result for Chelsea was just a one-off, because Crystal Palace are in amazing form. And I think Allardyce is also a bit of he's their bogey manager. He's won against them for 4 different clubs.
Oh, right.
Which is amazing. Yeah. I don't know whether that's a record. I would imagine it might
be. It's definitely a stat attack.
It's a point of interest.
Oh, point of interest.
Point of interest.
It's bordering on a stat attack. I love the way your finger hovered over a stat attack and you went, no, actually, that's just...
When that happens, it kind of sounds like my inner monologue to me.
That's it. I find it difficult hearing my own voice when I listen to the shows back. Like, you just hear it all
really
the
weird.
Time.
It's really weird.
This would be great. I think it's interesting. I mean, Spurs last year obviously fell off a cliff and ended up coming third, which I thought was hilarious. But
I didn't, funny enough.
Below Arsenal, I think they're safe. I mean, you would hope they would finish above Arsenal this time. But, I mean, if Arsenal win their game in hand, it's not that far away.
I'm more worried about Liverpool, actually. To be honest, you're right behind us.
What? No, nobody's worried about Liverpool.
Well, I don't know. I think the
problem with Liverpool is that we've got a run in playing only rubbish teams, and that's our Achilles heel. So,
well, at the moment you've got Chelsea on 69, Tottenham on 62, Liverpool on 59. So, and Man City on 58.
I think it's the games.
Isn't it all to play for?
I think it's the games in hand that are the real wild card in this. So I've been looking nervously at Man United, who have played only 28, whereas Liverpool 30. I've been looking at whether if they win all their games at hand, are they going to be way above, same with Man City. And I actually get really annoyed with it at this point, because you would like everybody each week to be on the same footing so you know the situation. Whereas you kind of, I guess the good thing about Liverpool is they can put down a marker and everybody's got to chase them. But I don't know. It's one of those things where Man United, interestingly, Mourinho saying this week that he might prioritise the Europa League, which is a sad state of affairs,
really?
for a team who spent the amount of money that Mourinho has, because he feels that they won't make it in the Premier League, which is ludicrous, really, when you look at that. They will be on the same amount of points as Liverpool if they win both games in hand.
Exactly, so. Right. They've got 2 games in hand on Liverpool, and Arsenal don't look like they're going to be pulling up any trees for the rest of the season until they find out what's happening with Wenger.
That landscape gardening business is in the business. In the balance, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah.
They wouldn't pull up trees. That's silly. But yeah.
Well, they would if they were in landscape gardening.
They would.
I imagine.
Well, maybe.
Well, they probably
depends how old
chop
the tree
them
is.
Down and then over a sustained amount of time gradually remove the roots, because they might be undermining the structure of the semi-detached house next door.
Yeah, crossing borders and whatnot. You never know.
Yeah, there we are. Next on good tree on
good tree on landscape.
I think we're absolutely good tree on landscape. I love it. We're nailing it. There we are. That's our summer show. We've been looking for a summer show concept in the close season. In fact, if anybody's got any idea how to do a topical football show during the summer months.
With no tournament, no international tournament.
No, although maybe there'll be one of those meaningless friendly tournaments. The Emirates Cup, I think it's called, isn't it?
I'd like to say there is actually one meaningful tournament, and it's the Women's Euros.
What? So no meaningful tournaments.
Sexism is our watchword. We're not David Moyes.
We'll be talking about later.
I mean, I might tune into it, but probably busy, you know. we're not sexist.
We're really
show.
Not.
We're really not. Everybody's well. We're sounding more like David Moyes, isn't it? Yeah. Honestly, we're not that type of show.
We're not.
You know, we apologise profusely. It was a moment of madness in the heat of the moment.
If Rob was here, we were that type. We are that type of show.
We definitely are that type of show. Then, yeah, he tips the balance with it, but. I do find it funny when people say, oh, the title race is back on. It's from the tabloids. It's pretty much desperation.
It is,
isn't it? Please give us a story that we can still have.
Yeah.
So, all right, okay. You say the title race isn't on. Who's going to win then?
Oh, Chelsea.
Chelsea.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
But, well, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? Because there's also a lot of the top teams are playing each other, which it plays into Liverpool's hands, as you say, a bit, because even if they are diabolical against lower teams, which... we probably are, especially if Daniel Sturridge is attempting to play, then they inherently have to drop points. You know, so they can't all win all of their games. So I think that it's interesting to go along. It's only Spurs if they go on an incredible run and start ploughing through it that would have a chance. But
we've got a few difficult fixtures at the end of April. We've got to play Chelsea and Arsenal, I think, one after the other. So there's no way.
Playing West Ham away as well in the cauldron of the London Stadium. Where
will you be there?
We'll be giving them a right welcome. I won't be there, actually, because I've given my ticket away to a family friend of the in-laws because I'm a very nice husband.
You're so nice.
I know, that's why. So...
Wilfred Ndidi.
Yes, I've got one other point. I think Wilfred Ndidi is an incredible pick at the moment. He's a really form player. He's one of my top picks coming up. I think Leicester on a great run, and he's the best player in their team at the moment. But what's been interesting is a lot of people describing him as the new N'Golo Kante, which is a friend. The new Kante.
The new Kante.
Which is just hilarious, isn't it? And we were thinking about all these people who are always called the new ...
Yeah.
So... I think so far, people described as the new Kante. We're going to be Idrissa Gueye from Everton.
Idrissa Gueye.
It's definitely Gueye. We've got Bakayoko from Monaco. He was described as the new Kante. And before that, Kante was described as the new Makalele.
Makalele, that's right.
So yeah. Where does it just keep going back to? How far does this go back? Was Makalele the new...
Bakayoko?
The new Ronald Koeman or somebody like that. Oh, no, that's maybe. A completely terrible analogy. Was Makalele the new leading central midfielder of the time before?
I don't know, Roy Keane or something maybe?
Maybe. It's like the thing in the Bible where they go, Kante begat Makalele, who begat Joseph, yeah. Who begat Jesus. You know, it could be.
You went back to the Bible again. You're not religious, are you?
No, I'm not, but I got an A star in RE.
Oh,
in,
right, makes sense.
In 2005, and I've got a photographic memory, so there is nothing about the Bible that I don't know.
If what about GCSE chemistry?
That was not in the Bible. In fact, it was explicitly contradicted by the Bible, particularly with that water into wine business, which wasn't one of the standard chemistry experiments on the GCSE syllabus. I don't know if it was. What a time we would have had. That
would be great. School would have been much better.
Next class, I'm going to be making a Beaujolais 1974. That would be incredible. So I was actually just thinking about just the final thing before the break. If anybody out there, by the way, would like to suggest the most ludicrous example of somebody being called the new ... I've looked at a lot of people called the new Messi, new Lionel Messi.
Yeah.
And I've been looking through a few articles about it. It appears that there have been at least 19 players who have been described as the new Messi, and each one has got a new kind of twist to it. So... A realistic one recently has been Dembele, the 13-year-old from Celtic. He's a great player. You know, the new Messi is probably giving him a bit too much credence, but he is a great player, and you kind of think, yeah, he's an up-and-coming guy. That's valid. Mm-hmm. But my favourite is, I believe there's been a Chinese Messi. There's been the Japanese Messi, Take Kubo. I think there's been at least three of them, actually, if you look through the names. Sadar Azmoun, he was called the Iranian Messi. And my favourite, Johannes... Festafidis, the Greek Messi, which I think is actually a typo for the Greek Meze.
Yes! And now for a break.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
You have job need doing? You have man work? Then you need men. And if you need men, you need Crazy Roman's Discount Player Emporium. Hi, I'm Crazy Roman Abramovich, billionaire oligarch, Chelsea owner and all-round nice guy. Over years, I accidentally accumulated too many player. Whoopsie! You know how it is when you go shopping, impulse buying a Danish centre-half at the counter. 10 million. Sorry for that. Well, my reckless spending could mean bargain for you. You have baby needs sitting? There's no safer pair of hands than Matej Dalak. 30 quid for night, plus whatever he wants from fridge. You have leaves? We have sweeper. Holland defender Nathan Aker. Just £10 hour, plus lift home. Need people for political flyering? They don't get more left-wing than Charlie Musondo Jr. or more right-wing than Christian Atsu. Pay them just pennies per flyer. Satisfaction guaranteed. I spent millions on players I don't even know I've got. So if you have job and can't be bothered to do, just call in to Crazy Roman's Discount Player Emporium. With over 70 players in stock, we have man for you. Thumbs up.
FUBAR Radio presents
Access All Areas.
Have you heard Mel B filing for a divorce?
Of course.
From Stephen Belafonte. 10 years they've been together.
She likes to drink from the fairy cup. She does. She said she likes the girls. Nothing wrong with that.
I think
I might have to go that way. I might have to go that way if my love life doesn't pick up.
Jodie Marsh. What about Jodie Marsh with the strap on?
No. Oh my God. I can't think of anything worse. She's very muscly now.
Every Thursday.
Access all areas.
From 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Are you or your club the victim of poor transfer investment, or PTI? Since 2004, Premier League clubs have wasted millions of pounds of your money on overpriced footballers, and new FA legislation means that you can claim that back. Thanks to the recent Torres ruling, you could be entitled to compensation for every soldado your club has made you endure. Don't suffer in silence anymore, Bebe. Call Jeffers, Marley and Veron on 0800 12 million now and see what you're entitled to.
Wait, there's more!
A new clause means you can claw back every penny spent if your club has ditched a player for next to nothing and then paid way over the odds to get them back. Just think of the kitchen you could buy with £87 million worth of Pogba season ticket cash. It's your money. All you need to do is claim. So that's Jeffers, Marley and Veron on 0800 12 million.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
So I said to the boys, that's what happened, all right?
Yeah, so I flopped it on the table and I said, take a look at that, Your Honour.
Back to football.
I love the way that you just turned to me early in the radio and just went, I'll just check, is your mic on? You know, that was just like... It's been a scintillating 20 minutes of radio. I mean, on top form.
I didn't say that.
I don't know. Well, I'll tell you what we need at this point, right, just to give us a bit of a boost on the show, is if only we had some kind of super celebrity guest.
Ooh. I don't know about that, but I do have one of your relatives on the line.
You mean the not related to me at all, but a top manager and definitely an independent source of advice.
Not got the same surname as you.
No, absolutely. So, hello, Gary Bundy, no relation. Hello, Gary.
Hello, boys. How are you doing?
I'm all right. It's nice to speak to you for the first time as complete strangers.
Long time listener.
Yeah, long time listener. Corner. Yeah, thank you very much for getting involved with the show. You know, we did challenge anybody to be the first, and you've managed to be the first, the middle one, and the last. So it's been, thank you very much.
I have nothing else to do on Tuesday night, so this is it.
Unfortunately. We do, but we're stuck in here. Like, we could be at home having a nice little watch of the football, but we're in here. So,
Gary, who do you support?
I am an Everton supporter.
Oh. Right, so you are bitter rivals then?
The black sheep of the family.
Well, that's it, the black sheep of the family. We have a Barnsley supporter in the family as well, but they don't count.
Okay. And by the way, I just want to reassure you, by the way, we have got you on with Rob and Deck away. So there will be no mention of the delightful and very patient Auntie Maureen and Uncle Steve. Although, hello to all members of the Bundy family. All welcome. I know if Rob was here, he'd be genuinely, I hope, embarrassed and not really drunk and spitting bile.
Can only apologise for his behaviour.
Well, your Uncle Steve is listening, but he's listening from the shed.
Ah, back in the shed. Bundy family bat ref. There we are. That is what we're all about. In fact, it's almost as if this show has become entirely made for our immediate families, isn't it? And based on the listening figures, I would imagine that it's not far off. So, Gary, as an Everton fan, I've got to ask you about the weekend. I'm not going to rub it in for Liverpool, but we're going to have a serious discussion about the performance. Because Ronald Koeman? That's beside us getting strong. Ronald Koeman has described himself as being proud of his team. Were you proud as well, Gary?
Absolutely not. I don't know what happened. They just didn't turn up. I was amazed at the team that he put out. I do like Ronald Koeman. I love the way he likes to wind up the other managers, international and just down the road. But I don't know how he started with that team. I'd have started with Barry at fullback. A little bit of bite in there.
Yeah, I think that it's interesting when he gave the young lad who scored the goal penalty, gave him a start, and he scores his goal, but he was, I mean, it's not his fault, is it? You know, he's being a bit dubious at the back, but to put him on in the derby, as you say, when you've got the likes of Gareth Barry waiting, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting that he described himself kind of ironically as the master tactician in his debate with O'Neill, but I mean, it was a strange choice. You've gone Barry as well. Would you have gone with Morales?
I would have done if he's not really a big game player, Morales. He plays for himself. He probably would have been better on that occasion than the team that we put out, but he's not one of my favourite ones. I mean, if he wants to go in the summer, he can go along with Lukaku.
But you would just say to Lukaku, thank you very much, but go, we'll take the money.
Absolutely. Anybody who doesn't want to play for a team shouldn't be at the team. If they are going to say, I need to win more, I need more money, just let them go.
Yeah, it's like what we said to Ali, really. Just, if you want money, just go. I did think it was interesting. A lot of people were commenting on this that Lukaku is a bit of a flat track bully, but against the big teams, you watch them a lot more than me. I can't really think of a really big game against a big team where he's properly stepped up. Am I wrong?
I don't recall any that he's really done it for Everton, but he did it for West Brom, didn't he? When West Brom beat United 4-0, he had a cracking game then. But I haven't seen him do it in the Everton shirt, really, so no. I think he is, like you say, just a one-trick pony. He'll play against the small teams, but when he's supposed to be putting himself in the shop window, he doesn't do it.
It's a shame, isn't it, really? I mean, you've got Zaha, who's in the shop window as well. He kind of raises his game to it. Dele Alli, perhaps, looking towards Real Madrid, thinking,
never.
Why not? I can go miss some chances for them as well. But I just suppose, you know, there's one other player I've got to speak to you about, and that is Robles. That is the Everton goalkeeper himself. Obviously, a rich heritage of goalkeepers at Everton, going back to our man Neville Southall, friend of the show. What do you think about him? I would imagine you hold him in high esteem.
I really can't agree with calling Robles a goalkeeper at all. I mean, I would have played Coleman in goals on his crutches rather than Robles. He's one of those keepers. He always seems to just be looking to look good for the camera, but not actually throw himself across the floor and make himself look silly.
He's not getting his knees dirty, is he? That's absolutely the test. I mean, as a slightly overweight five-a-side goalkeeper from a few years ago, not now of course, looking great, he does that thing of not moving at all, just watching it go into pretty much down the middle of the goal, so you can do that thing where you go, oh well, the goalkeeper had no chance, he didn't even move, and he's sitting there going, I saw it quite a few times, that Origi goal, everybody says it was a great strike, you must have been fuming.
It was a good strike, but it wasn't that far away from him. All he had to do was stick his arm out and he would have tipped it over.
I know. I mean, there's many a time I've just kind of just leant over to one side and kind of just hit the turf and like, oh, no, I went the wrong way. But to go the wrong way and for it to go down the middle, yeah. I thought it was disgraceful.
Matt, so you're... A lefty or a righty when it comes to goals? Did you struggle to...
Get down to the left? Because yeah. Joe Hart can't go to his left, can we? I could go to the right. I'm very weak down the middle. Always a legs open man. Always legs open. Very much like...
And that's what she
said. No, not the members of my family. Not your mother, Gary. who's the reserve goalkeeper for Everton? Is it just an absolute...
It's Declan Berg.
He's a good goalkeeper. Yeah. He's got a good pedigree.
Well, I don't know about a good pedigree. He was only reserve keeper at Southampton as well, wasn't he?
That's the kind of pedigree that takes him above Robles. I think the reserve goalkeeper at Southampton. But I didn't actually realise that Robles was Spanish. So that's how little knowledge I have of him. He seems to have crept up on me. Obviously, Howard was a stalwart for many years, and I thought he was a great one. But interesting.
Howard was good one season, bad the next season. He was an okay keeper.
Well, I think Everton have got to go in for somebody better, haven't they? In the in the summer window. I've got to ask you about one other thing. There was a lot of complaints by Ronald Koeman about the bench in Liverpool and complaining about the tackles, and a lot of backlash about Ross Barkley. What do you think about Barkley? Are you a proper fan of him?
I do like Ross Barkley. I think he's been hyped up by other people too much. I don't think he's hyped himself up. With regards to all the tackles that were going in that match, I don't think there were any dirty ones, particularly in that match, except the one that Williams did, raking his foot down the back of the defender. I thought he should have been sent off for that.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I mean, they were saying it's part of the game, it's a contact sport. I do genuinely feel that in the game there wasn't anything that... If it is a contact sport and it is a derby, it's meant to be a proper competitive game. There wasn't anything that I thought that's gone over the line. I actually thought it was a really great competitive game with two teams getting stuck in. I think it might be... I think Koeman's trying to kind of make a bit of a story about the Liverpool bench jumping up and down, but
yeah,
it's part of the game, isn't it? You know, I don't... And it was interesting. I think we're going to listen to some clips in a bit, aren't we, about Koeman and Klopp having that debate. It's classic Koeman kind of trying to deflect from the performance of his team. And Klopp just having none of it.
I think it was a sort of game. It was that tough. It was that well contested. I think even dirty Steven Gerrard wouldn't have got sent off.
Wow. Oh, I
love it.
The demand for me to do a Gerrard advocating video is so strong.
Yeah, it's at least one person in this room.
I mean, everybody in my family, apart from most of my immediate and far relatives, have been asking for it. But my brother's been desperate to hear it. So I've got to ask you, Gary, as a person who's above me in the league, just to finish, you're getting beat in a lot of your leagues. Obviously, in our league, the standard is a little bit lower. So just above me. What are your tips coming up for the next few weeks? Who are you looking to pick?
I think you've got to get the Spurs players in. I mean, I disagree with what was said earlier.
Good lad.
I think they've got such an easy set of matches now. They haven't got a hard match for a month. And if Chelsea can't turn over Man City tomorrow night, I think it's there for the taking. Mm-hmm. So I say get your midfielders in, because I'm not sure about Kane coming back or not. Mm. And then get your defenders in from West Brom, because West Brom have got some good matches coming up for them as well.
Yeah, they're looking solid. That is a nice little tip there. I think that the Spurs might have a bit of a scent of blood in their nostrils. Is that
phrase, and I'd like to say yes. So I'm going to agree with you.
They're a midfield powerhouse. I wouldn't be having anything of Janssen up front, but if you're looking for Ali and Eriksen, I think that could be a really, really good shout. Excellent. Gary, thank you very much for coming on. Will you call in again? Well, we can have some more tips when Everton lose again.
Well, yeah, that's probably going to be next week then, isn't it?
You'd be more than welcome. We're very short of material.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you, guys.
Say hi to Auntie Maureen and Steve. See
bye.
You, mate.
Bye.
Bye.
Hooray! Celebrity guest from my immediate family. Next week, my brother with a dental update from the world of his career called Good Teeth on Paper.
Whoa.
That could be very good. Yeah. Yeah, I reckon we could get away with a 20-minute segment on the various standards of dental hygiene in the Premier League. Dele Alli's got a right pair of gnashers on him, hasn't he?
Yeah. I think it's generally quite good in the Prem now, isn't it? They look after themselves. They're permatans.
I don't know, Harry Kane, those back molars look severely impacted.
Oh, yeah.
Shall we move on to
news from the wider world of football?
What news have we got from the wider world of football? We briefly mentioned something.
We've got to mention Clough and Koeman, haven't we?
Brilliant.
I thought it was hilarious, their little tiff, because you could look at it that Koeman, legendary hard man, won the pitch. Jurgen Klopp, legendary, not very good player, but turned into a very good technical manager. I liked in the kind of the backstory, the off-camera story of their interviews, in that Koeman had a go first, so he had a go at the entire Liverpool bench. And then in the BBC, this was on the Sky interview, which is the first one. Then in the BBC interview afterwards, Klopp was asked, was pretty shocked here about Koeman. I believe you got the clip, but probably do better than me murmuring about it.
Let's play this one.
when it's up to the bench of Liverpool, and I don't mean the manager, but one of the coaches, the referee had to show eight red cards, and I don't like that that behaviour.
Oh, I got the wrong clip.
Yeah, not that one. the sequential nature of the story.
You want this one?
Yes, please.
Ronald Koeman has come on and said he wasn't happy about the complaining by you and your bench about some of the challenges. Is it hard not to when you see some of them?
Look, Ronald Koeman spoke about me.
Yes.
And again, say about it what you want.
Okay,
I just find the layer of threat in that is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ronald Koeman spoke about me. Mm-hmm. And it's the way during that he properly stormed off as well.
Yeah.
And you could imagine that just afterwards, it feels like he's just gone off in a rage and he's pinned Koeman against the wall.
But possibly because before that, Koeman had given him a nice little shake of the hand and said, oh, we'll meet for a drink after the game and we'll be friends forever. We'll hold our hands in the rain.
Holding hands in the rain.
And then he turns around and says, fucker's speaking about me.
That's where he goes, he said about me, did he?
Yeah.
Said about me. And then...
In the old Vic.
In the next
and then he
clip,
followed up with this.
When it's up to the bench of Liverpool, and I don't mean the manager, but one of the coaches.
So that's the thing. He explicitly then says, I don't mean the manager. Just in a really, really clear way. Like, just so we're really clear, I'm not talking about Jürgen on this one, because Jürgen's just out of shot, just slitting.
Just like,
welcome to hell. You're leaving here in a body bag. I just find it brilliant. It's one of those things where you wish that there was a proper behind the scenes cam, like that player cam they used to have on Sky.
Yeah.
I just want Klopp cam.
Klopp cam.
As he breaks down the door of the away dressing room and says, take that back. Yeah.
I think it's quite naughty, though, that the journalists are shit-stirring. They are blatantly shit-stirring between the two sets of managers. and it's not the first time they've done it over the weekend. What was the other story that they were asking a line of questioning to Mourinho?
And
they said to him something along the lines of, you think that was a, by the way, you were smiling with Pulis, it was a completely fair game, you see, it was a fair result. And there was just a long pause. And you knew something gold was going to come out.
You think that was even?
Why was he
Japanese? I don't know, but apparently that's what he does. He likes to put on a Japanese accent for a joke when he's doing his match match injuries. It's a right laugh.
It all just goes Japanese when he's angry.
That's when he's angry. But I did find that hilarious as well. He just got an innocent kind of prod through the cage.
Yeah.
Like, well, not innocent. It's like a child just breaking a stick free, not really knowing what he's doing against a big puma.
I think they had, was it 65% possession, something like that, throughout the game?
That's not, like, beyond even. You know, it's only 65%. And he was saying to Zima, like, yes, the score has ended even, so Tony Pierce got it. But he only went, oh, no, it's just because he's my friend. But that was nice. It's like, no, we're just friends. Can you imagine Tony Pulis and Mourinho just sitting down having a ZZ's together?
I can't imagine Pulis being friends with anybody.
I can just imagine him having a ZZ's and wearing normal clothes, but then still with his branded cap on.
Yeah, wherever he goes.
Yeah, just refusing to take it off.
He looks like he should be in charge of a kids under five tournament. Tony Pulis.
With some undertones that were definitely more suitable to the 80s, I think. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I just find it hilarious, as you say, when they're really being stirred up. You know, they're just properly going, oh, there's a story here, isn't there?
Definitely.
We're going to create a story.
But you wouldn't expect it from the BBC. That's the shocking thing. The BBC should have more sense than to sort of go tabloid.
That's our licence fee going towards needless shit-stirring of the private sector.
And we'll have loads more of it. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Can I talk about another story, Mike? Have I got time?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Too much time, one might say. So I think we've got to talk about David Moyes with his threatening to slap. Go on, play the clip. Play the clip.
You're just getting a wee bit naughty at the end there, so just watch yourself. And you might get you still might get a slap even though you're a woman.
See?
If there was
ever a more suitable story for Rob to discuss, this was it. And if ever we needed Deck to say allegedly, this is definitely one of the things. But a lot of people have been saying, like, oh, it's the underlying sexism of the league. It's always there bubbling underneath. And he's apologised to a journalist. I mean, what we don't know is we haven't actually heard from the journalist stuff, because you don't know whether she's laughing along, going, oh, we've been having a lot of this kind of badinage all the time. Like I do with like some people all the time. It's kind of like, oh God, I'm going to give you a right slap in one of these days. And then
I hope your work aren't listening.
Yeah. And then my wife goes, oh no, you won't. And I go, oh, have you not watched the stories of Andy Capp? You know, and it just goes on. It just goes on like that. But yeah. I mean, what I don't know is whether she was actually genuinely going, oh, that's funny, we have that kind of badge, like brother and sister, really. He's got a heart of gold underneath. Or whether she was laughing nervously and edging away.
Like Homer into the hedge.
Just sinking back in the hedge. Absolutely fine, David. I mean, imagine David Myers. Like, if he gave me a set, I'd be more worried about a headbutt. I think he would almost have a Duncan Ferguson-style headbutt on him, a bit of a Glasgow kiss.
Yeah. There's no video of the press conference, is there? It's all audio that's been released so far, isn't it?
She's not fully in show. Yeah, it's just a kind of like off just as they're finishing.
So you can't see her face.
Guys,
she's going off.
Game week 31 has started.
Has it? Oh my God.
Burnley, Stoke, Leicester, Sunderland, Watford, West Brom. They're all started now. Guess what?
What's the update?
Yeah.
0-0 each.
Nil-nil still. Nil-nil. The fact that you said 0-0. I'm going to let that one go.
Don't worry, guys. We'll keep you updated. Throughout the next 15 minutes.
This is why we started to do a live show, for this kind of scintillating live to the action coverage. But I like the fact that nobody has referred really to David Moyes' thing as Slapgate. Yeah, which I'm a bit... There's always like a...
There is always a gate.
There's always
a
gate.
Why?
Slapgate.
It shouldn't be gate.
Yeah, it sounds like a dirty sexual position.
I want to talk about Jamie Vardy.
You always want to talk about Jamie Vardy.
Because he likes to party.
He loves to party.
And I want to party with Jamie Vardy.
Tell me about him.
But apparently he wants to become a club rep. Is that right?
What, like a Ibiza Weekender? What an episode of like Ibiza Weekender that would be.
Oh my God, that would have been great.
That would be incredible. Him and Jordan just hitting the town. Coming onto birds.
He once talked about quitting the game and heading off to Ibiza.
Heading to Ibiza. Doodle-loo-loo-loo-loo.
And working
back
as
to
a party
the
rep.
On the Wenger bus.
Possibly.
Why did they refer to Ibiza as Ibiza in the Wenger Boys song?
I have no idea.
If anybody from the Wenger Boys wants to call in...
It's because it rhymes with pizza.
I don't think that was the previous or last line of the song. It just went, we're going to have a pizza. Do lo lo lo.
If you know, question a good team on paper at
foodbrandy.com. I'd imagine some of the Wenger Boys have got a bit of time on their hand now. Right. Also, they were called the Wenger Boys. Some of them were girls. That's sexist. They called David Moyes sexist.
Yeah.
I'm saying the Wenger Boys. It all started with the Wenger Boys. That's it. The Arsene Wenger Boys. That's what it's all about. Imagine Arsene Wenger in a bus with Alexis Sanchez Mustafi and a female member of staff who feels like maybe she's made a mistake. Going to Ibiza. That is a kind of mashup between a music video and clips of footballers we'd all like to see on Facebook.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
Are you lonely? Do you need someone to gloat over? Do you know more than Mike about football? Then why not join our mini-league? As a part of this elite club, you'll receive exclusive bragging rights over your peers and strangers you can taunt over the internet. Want more? Well, join now and we'll waive the usual 10 grand entry fee. Just use the league code 636-272-790-456. Also, you receive a free beer should we ever meet in person and you remember to ask for one. That's the GTOP Mini League, 636-272-790-456. What have you got to lose other than your last remaining tread of dignity?
Players must be 9 months or over. No terms and conditions may apply. Any prizes on offer are purely fictional.
FUBAR Radio is proud to be an official partner of Stand and Calling 2017. This year's festival is taking place from the 27th to the 30th of July, with a lineup which includes
Orbital, Clean Bandit, Slaves,
Akala,
Nadia Rose,
as well as DJ sets from
Mike Skinner and Merkage, Joe Collard from Hot Chip,
and Faithless. FUBAR Radio will be bringing the hottest stand-up talent to the brand new comedy stage, featuring James Acaster. For more information and to buy tickets, go to www.standandcalling.com and keep listening to FUBAR Radio for exclusive offers and giveaways in the lead-up to this summer's big event. FUBAR Radio, an official partner of Stand and Calling. Good team on paper.
on FUBAR Radio.
But this time he didn't flop it out. He just decided to keep it in his pants.
Yeah.
Which I was greatly disappointed about.
I said to David Myers, you can slap it all you want, it ain't going to get any harder.
Stat attack!
Stat attack.
That's a segue.
I didn't get to do my stat attack earlier in the show.
Oh, do you want to do it?
Well, I threw in a lot of stats, didn't I? And several points of interest. But would you like to be statted beyond all recognition?
Of course.
Stat me.
Stat attack.
As nothing's happening in the current games that we're watching on BBC Sport, refreshing, we've got a fill. So, this week so far, if we're looking at the top transfers in, Coutinho, Vardy and Zaha are right at the top of it. Ibrahimovic as well, coming back from suspension, of course, this week, definitely worth a shout over the coming weeks. Stat attack, you're quite right, it was. A lot of people, as you would imagine, getting rid early doors of Mane, and Lallana being out as well. We've got Llorente, a lot of people losing patience with him, even though he's only a yellow exclamation mark. They're getting him straight out. Coleman as well. And a lot of people getting rid of Lukaku, showing that they've lost faith in the big man after him failing to turn up in big games.
Stat attack.
And then if we look at the games from last week, one of my favourites was that Rudy Gusted, the man mountain, has now gone 39 Premier League games without a win.
Stat attack.
He's actually got the competition record in the Premier League, and he's extended it even more. Last time he won was against Bournemouth, actually, in August 2015. Who could forget that game?
Point of interest.
Sunderland have now gone 495 minutes without scoring in the Premier League.
Stat attack.
What I like to do is sit by watching them with a stopwatch in my hand, which I paused at the end of the last game, just keeping it going throughout all of
them. Have you got multiple stopwatches for various different teams?
Just live tweeting on various forums with a minute-by-minute update. Tottenham, on the other hand, have won more points than any other team in the Premier League in 2017.
Stat attack.
So just imagine, like, if this was a calendar year league, they would be winning.
Well, we're just great.
Or even an academic year, they'd have a reasonable chance. But no, it doesn't work like that.
No, and then you have to wait for Chelsea just to get better and better and then screw us over like they always do.
Indeed. So Marco Silva, Hull manager, hasn't lost a home league match in over 3 years and at four different clubs.
Point of interest.
Can anybody name those clubs?
Ooh.
Barnsley, Wigan.
No, it's Estoril, Sporting Lisbon, Olympiacos and Hull, of course. So,
of course.
Talking about other big names in the world of management, Craig Shakespeare for Leicester has won his first four games in charge. The only other Premier League managers to do it are, I love this, like, as a roll call, as naming lights, Guardiola, Mourinho, Hiddink, Ancelotti, Shakespeare.
Point of interest.
It's just a ludicrous, like, roll call of names, isn't it, going through.
And Matthew, last one. Make it a good one.
Final two stats. So Andy Carroll has played a full 90 minutes in four successive league games. It's the first time since Mr. Sicknote has done that since April 2014. And then the final point of interest. Swansea did not make a substitution in the Premier League game for the first time in their history.
Point of interest.
Oh, wow. Yeah, That's a great stat.
Yeah, I know. I was watching that game just anxiously watching the clock to see if that stat would be valid. You know, I always have it in my locker. Every time I watch a Swansea game, I'm thinking, oh, God, they've never done a game without making a substitution. Maybe this will be the one.
Is that it? Is that really the case? How long have they been playing in the Prem?
Several times.
Several times. 100 times.
Point of interest.
Point of interest.
Very quickly.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. It's the debate that everyone is debating. Who is better? Gerrard versus Lampard. After the boys gave their arguments, here are your comments. Let us know your thoughts, goodteam@fubarradio.com or on our FUBAR FC page on Facebook.
So I've been looking through the Gerrard versus Lampard video.
5 weeks ago.
5 weeks ago, so February 27th we posted this. It's still going and it's still getting comments every couple of minutes.
That's called sustained social engagement.
It has. That is the technical term for that. Now, my favourite one, which came on March 31st, which is, when was that? I don't know, Thursday or something, yeah. Last week. Never heard a bigger cunt talking in my life. Fucking deluded.
Ah, you see, we usually ban the C word on the show, but if it's directly quoted, it's fine.
And it's pointed to us.
I'm actually allergic to it. I'm allergic to the C word.
Let's see if it works.
With my family watching. I am not allergic. No, I'm not even saying the word.
No, don't say it. But it's directed at Rob as well, so that makes it even funnier.
That is funny.
Never heard so much shit. Is another
See,
one.
That's more acceptable use of swearing.
I agree with this man, to which the response is utter bullshit. it's brilliant because it's not just the fact that people are commenting on it, it's the fact that they're tagging all of their Liverpool supporting friends in these comments just to wind them up. You guys are so easy to wind up.
Okay, I mean, I am willing to go through the argument for Gerrard again, but I think it was a bit of a storm in a teacup, amazing radio, and the fact that you didn't record it properly is is down. That's on you.
No, actually, it's not down on. I'd like to say that it's actually Rob's fault because you were so polite and quiet during his rant that I could use his.
Yeah.
But he was talking all over you during yours.
Crashed through it. Yeah.
Yeah, he crashed through it. It's his fault, not mine.
Two words, Rob: cross and talk.
Yeah.
That is what we like to avoid on this show.
It's had so far 99,000 views.
Oh, is it beating the Marcus Rojo? It's the biggest video of the show so far.
It is.
The biggest video of the show so far.
694 likes. 25 people are angry. 20 people love it. 8 people are laughing out loud. And 1 person is wowed by it.
See, that's where you get the difference between paid reach and organic reach. next on Good Social Media Strategy on Paper. With me, marketing specialist.
Shouldn't it be marketing strategy online rather than on paper? There's no point in having it on paper.
Oh, well, it depends whether you include print and bus sides that are on printed paper within a multimedia strategy, Mike. But I don't think we have time to go through their various merits. Can I talk just a little bit about our mini league?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, it's been an interesting week this week. I mean, everybody's talking about the battle for the Champions League places. I think we can all agree.
No, I think everyone's talking about the fact that I've gone from 24th to 20th. Yes!
Yes! Oh! But what I'm looking at, I mean, you did top score out of all of us this week with 48. What I... 43 you got. Oh,
no, I got 48.
48. But I like the fact that that's only 4 more than your increasingly amazing could be GJ's team. For those of you who don't know this, Mike at the start of the season picked a team entirely based on players whose names could make them DJs, like DJ Hazard.
Yeah.
I think it was there. DJ Hazard was the one. And it's still rollicking along that team, despite having no...
I haven't changed it.
Despite having no transfers. It's not the bottom. I've cut off the bottom ones in here. Just sorry, I'm explaining the visual aid that happened to me on the radio. the top scorer this week was Duncan Hewitt, friend of the show. He got 73. Well done him. And the bottom scorer was Guy Barlow. I'm a big fan of his brother Gary, but not so sure about this lad. Yeah, or maybe he is Gary Barlow under a pseudonym.
I know Guy, and he will be fuming at
that. He's got 16 points. And I actually looked at this team, and it wasn't like he's got loads of people who are long-term injured, like he doesn't look at it. It's a proper team selected with proper principles. It's just across the board got like 1 point and 2 points per player. It's absolutely astonishing. Well done to him.
Well done.
We all have those weeks, don't we?
We
can't help it, you know. I would imagine that as the goals are flying in, all of the points are changing as we speak. The problem we had is that the game was suspended, wasn't it, when we were trying to look at it tonight because of the transfers, which is... Sorry, Mike.
So 3 minutes to go. What's happening next week? Well, we've got some games now. Let's do we want to talk about this?
I think that we should. Like, so for game week 31, so tonight and tomorrow, I looked at the fact that what I'm trying to do is to stall so that when a player scores, I can go, well, my tip for this week is definitely to go for Vardy. I think for the ones tonight, I genuinely believe that Leicester and Sunderland will have an absolute goal fest. I think Leicester will be absolutely all over them. Moyes is in even more disarray with his comments. He's probably just sitting weeping on the bench. So if I had to just pick one from this week, it would be that.
Yeah, the club have said that they're going to stand by him no matter what.
Just stand by him holding a gun and saying, don't say anything
don't
like that
shit again.
So that is the...
And a goal!
Goal fest.
Because I forgot to press the button.
No, that's fine. But then I think tomorrow it'd be interesting. I think Liverpool-Bournemouth could be very entertaining, although without Sadio Mane we might not score. I'd be amazed if, as we're talking live, that if Burnley Stoke had any goals in it at all. I think that would be a 0-0.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that the Chelsea Man City game is quite an open affair.
Yeah.
If both teams set out to attack, which I think they will,
yeah,
hopefully that could actually have quite a few goals in it.
What but, about the weekends?
But looking to the weekends, I think that Middlesbrough Burnley will be horrendous because Middlesbrough are a terrible, terrible, boring side.
Agreed.
And I would imagine Negredo will score a hat trick just to prove me wrong now. Or maybe Stuart Downing will shank one in.
No.
Who knows? But I mean, that'd be a snooze fest. Who would be your snooze fest?
I don't know. After I said that Southampton may score goals at the weekend, I watched the match and they can't score for toffee. And I think that West Brom Southampton could potentially be a snooze fest. Ah.
What a strike! Watford won! West Brom nil!
Oh, Niang! Whoa. Oh, nightmare. Well, nobody's picked him. I think the goal fest of the weekend, talking about scoring for toffee, who will score for the toffees? It's Everton Leicester. I think Lukaku will be back. And he's my pick of the week. Lukaku bouncing back. Everton Leicester for game week 32. Get him in.
Great, that's been FUBAR Radio. That has been good team on paper.
This is indeed FUBAR Radio.
Yeah. I've been Mike Swain.
I've been Jose Dominguez.
And apparently I've also been on FUBAR Radio. Good night.